Well, one of my favorite acts of all time, man, is Newgrass Revival,
mm-hmm.
and all of the members of individual projects, really. Mm-hmm. How did you come to work with Newgrass Revival?
I guess it was about 83. Marty had passed away, and when I was in college, I would go out on weekends and do sound at festivals. So I knew Sam Bush pretty much when he started, and you know Jerry Douglas and all those guys and Bela. So Bela approached me to do the Deviation album, and at that point, I had just finished building the studio, which is now known as Curb Studio on 16th, for a company. So we did Deviation at that point, and then in the next couple of years, they were doing Hold. They got signed to Capitol as a group, and Garth Fundis was the producer, and I recorded Hold to a Dream
mm-hmm.
album.
Great record. Yeah. So you've been nominated now, I believe it's what, 42 Grammy finalist nominations?
I've had 45 projects that have been up for Grammys, yes.
Right, and how many have you won?
There's been 8 that have won.
Man, congratulations. That's incredible.
It's just nice that, you know, your peers like what you do.
So what was your first Grammy winner?
I've got that old feeling with Alison Krauss.
So, now Alison, you actually knew Alison earlier than you actually worked with her, didn't you?
Yes.
So how old was Alison when you met her?
She was about 15, and I worked with her for quite a while until I did the album with her and her band called Two Highways, which was her first Grammy nominee.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to do something different, a little bit more across the fence, kind of splitting bluegrass and country, and that was I've Got That Old Feeling. It worked.
Right. So you also, I know Ralph Stanley, you've done a lot of recording with Ralph.
Yes.
And it was 98, 99 when you did Clinch Mountain Country?
Yes.
Or Clinch Mountain Sweethearts, was it?
Well, Clinch Mountain Country is first. And that was with Bob Dylan, and I think there's 34 different artists, major artists on that particular project.
That had to have been incredible.
It was. It was a logistical nightmare, but, you know, trying to get – it wasn't the artist. The artist wanted to sing with Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
It was going through the management and the labels.
Oh, I'll bet.
But most of the labels were very favorable to it because Bob Dylan was going to be on the project.
Right. I know that was number one country song of the year for Rolling Stone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one album of the year. Yeah. Man. Country album.
All through this, though, you had that relationship with Belmont. You've continued a relationship with Belmont and several other institutions, haven't you, in the educational mode?
Yeah. I'm an adjunct professor at Belmont. I teach the upper class juniors and seniors when they're getting ready to walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Do a recording techniques class, and my classroom is normally Ocean Way Studio A for that.
Right.
I was on advisory boards and the board and different times at Belmont. I'm on the advisory board for South Plains College for their recording program there and have been since about 1990.
And then you're also very active in the Audio Engineering Society.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You've actually been past chairman, is that the name?
I've been past chairman twice.
Wow. I know that's a good thing. You all have that unity that you do. Like you have the golf tournaments that you
yeah.
do.
And that helps other engineers and... I'm one of the instigators of that, so it could help others.
Right. If somebody wanted to help with that, how would they help with that? Is there a way that like the average person listening could help with that?
Oh, sure. You can go to aesnashville.org.
Mm-hmm.
Just send Nipper, who's a webmaster, an email
mm-hmm.
and tell him that you want to get involved with the golf tournament, and he can send the information to Nicole or one of the people on the board.
Now, you have a studio in your house, I know, and it's that you've been working on for years and mm-hmm. constantly doing updates to
yeah.
And doing projects.
Always.
Yeah, right there at the house.
Yeah.
What is something, the music that you're working on right now in 2008? What's one of the projects? You're involved in so many things.
Let's see. I finished Rhonda Vincent's new album that's out right now. At Ricky Skaggs' studio 2 weeks ago, I recorded a project with Charlie Hayden, the jazz bass player,
mm-hmm.
with Pat Metheny and Bruce Hornsby,
wow.
Jerry Douglas, Bela, Dan Tominski, Stuart Duncan, Brian Sutton.
Wow.
I see. And Charlie's daughters, Rachel, Tanya, and Petra.
Man. That's incredible.
Yeah, Pat Metheny was awesome to work with.
Now, that is a recording project being done by a label? Or what is the purpose?
It's on Decca, mm-hmm. division of Universal out of New York. And it's probably going to be slated for release in August 2008. And I just heard a couple days ago that the Lincoln Center has contacted Charlie to kind of recreate everybody on the album.
Wow.
Up at the Lincoln Center.
Wow.
Yeah, which that's pretty cool.
Wow.